This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. And welcome to this special Thanksgiving live edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital near-room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the frozen tundra, where the other morning I think he was literally freezing in the frozen tundra because he didn't have any power, it's Ron Edwards. They're feeling pretty frisky tonight because it's about 10 degrees warmer than it was yesterday at this time. So they feel we're having a heat wave. It's 55 out right now.
Wow. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
That too. And by the way, I have a special guest in studio, and the special guest in studio is going to say hello to you. There you go.
All right. Good morning.
Yep, that's Clarence the Turkey. All right. Are you ready? Oh, boy. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep, absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, of course, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it is Thanksgiving, and first of all, I would like to give thanks and blessing to everyone on this Thanksgiving 2021. We certainly have had a lot to be thankful for, but at the same time, we need to realize some truths about the situation we now find ourselves in. Now, Joe Biden's reckless economic policies have led to record inflation, and we're all paying the price of Thanksgiving, correct?
Absolutely. Because of Joe Biden's spending policies, and when you add in the Federal Reserve's printing out money like, I don't know, like it's never going to go out of style, you have a situation where you're going to have not only inflation, but just a downward trend in the economy because the American people are dealing with a weaker dollar while needs are increasing at the same time. So that combination contributes to a declining economy and also, in time, a declining standard of living.
Well, for all those that are having problems this Thanksgiving, look no further than Joe Biden. One person. You can thank Joe Biden for the most expensive Thanksgiving meal in history, but you can also remember that he's the one that started the upward spiral on gasoline prices with the stopping of the Keystone XL pipeline and the stopping extra production, oil production on some of the government lands and other leases that we had that he canceled. So consequently, no further than Joe Biden.
Yeah, and then to add insults to injury, he's going to release 2.5 days worth of oil into the economy and things.
You know. We are not going to get that oil. That oil is going to go to China and India.
Wow, that's even a bigger insult.
Yeah, you got to do a little research to find out what's going on with that oil. That's going to China and India, not us.
Yeah, so that 50, you're talking about the 50 million
that's right.
Barrels that he said. Yep. So the country that he's releasing and putting it. But, you know, even if it went to us, it wouldn't help us. Not really. That's only 2.5 days worth anyway.
We'd save about 3 cents a gallon for a short while.
Yeah, for a week. So, you know, that's still basically nothing. What needs to happen is that we have to be allowed to drill for our own selves. And for a temporary amount of time, I would stop exports. Because I understand we're still exporting oil while we need more. And at the
well,
same
that's part
time,
of what Biden wants is to stop the exports. Hmm?
Oh, okay. He does?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that would make sense right now while we build up our supplies.
Yep.
But he's not thinking about it in that regard. So
now, Florida, once again, our governor, Ron DeSantis, has hit it right on the head. He said, we're going to cut. When our legislature comes back, which we already know about this, they're going to cut our state gas tax 25 cents a gallon.
And you know what that's going to do? That's going to help the Florida economy in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because lower taxes always stimulate more economic growth and more savings and things of that nature. So,
yeah.
Guys, he really has a great feel for what's going on and what to do.
Yeah, and when people said, oh, it's going to cost $1 billion, oh, you're going to be... He's doing it at the right time because what's going on right now in Florida, it's tourist season.
Yeah, so it's going to pay for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And people should not be so... I don't know, ill-informed when it comes to tax cuts. You know, why should they be worried about...
They listen to the mainstream news network. That's why they get that stuff, and get all the banter from those people who don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I mean, they get their underwear in a bunch over less money going to the government. They waste it anyway.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And I do have an Edwards Notebook to play, so I will drag that out of the files. But we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. In recent years, much has been done to try and eradicate our Thanksgiving holiday. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. As a little boy growing up in Cleveland, my dad taught me about the importance of Thanksgiving. He often reminded me that although there are those who hate our republic, but for some reason never have the intestinal fortitude to leave, but we the people are blessed to have been born in this land of plenty, where our Bill of Rights enumerates our inalienable rights, and the Constitution places restraints on government, or is supposed to. Dad would also talk to me about great Americans like the Pilgrims and Abraham Lincoln, who were motivated to declare days of thanksgiving and prayer, and other great Americans like Frederick Douglass, who grew to love and give thanks for being in America despite the worldwide practice of slavery. Dad taught me that if we as Americans have problems, we should seek providential guidance and give thanks for our real solutions, so that we would always be that sweet land of liberty and justice for all. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
There you go, TheRonEdwards.com. And by the way, while you're over there checking out TheRonEdwards.com, how about checking out the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that'll be right there? And you just might want to make a purchase of some of that coffee, because right here in this cup, you're going to hear something here. Let's see. That is my iced coffee. that I make. I like iced coffee. And it was made with Constitutional Grounds coffee. Now, if you use the RE20 promo code, you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchase of coffee over at the website, theronedwards.com. And the reason for that is why, Ron?
It's because that's the coffee you want in your cup.
And I got a big cup.
Enjoy.
I got a big cup. I got a Tervis tumbler, the biggin' Tervis tumbler. So I'm having a good time with what I got. All right, back to the drawing board here. Obviously, the January 6th panel has admitted that the subpoena that they put out for the witnesses contains some misinformation, but they haven't bothered to update it yet for the public. So what the heck's going on there?
Well, an investigator with the House of Representatives Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol situation admitted privately that the panel had erroneously asserted that a former New York City police commissioner was in Washington on the 5th, but the assertion remains on the committee's website. Turns out that Bernard Kerik, the former commissioner, was subpoenaed earlier by the panel formerly known as the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Now, after announcing the subpoena, the panel, Captain, which is primarily comprised of Democrats, after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected several Republican picks, claimed that Kerik participated on a January 5th meeting in the Willard Hotel in Washington. However, in the subpoena itself, the panel cited three sources for its claim: the book Peril, penned by two Washington Post reporters, and two articles published by the paper. The problem is none of the sources actually say that Kerik was ever at the reported meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't even there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these people are liars, and they just continue to compound themselves as liars. He wasn't even in D.C. and was in New York dealing with a family medical emergency.
Mm-hmm. Well, no one should be surprised because all these stories that are out there, including the young lad there, Rittenhouse, you know, there's so many lies out there. The mainstream media always has a narrative, and you have to read between the lines just to see what they're up to. Now, the weekend string of organized retail crime strikes, known as the splash mob smash and grabs, are continuing, but not just around the Bay Area of California. Last night, it was in Los Angeles at a fancy mall there, just north of Los Angeles, not very far away from where Kyle is.
Well, do you know the way to San Jose?
Mm-hmm.
That's where these latest string of robberies have been occurring. Smash and grab, targeting businesses throughout the Bay Area and San Jose and all throughout many areas of California. For instance, Lululemon and San Jose Santana Row is the latest victim of smash and grab. Well, Captain, this is what's going to happen when you have a lawlessness being the pervasive principle. When you allow criminal activity, in fact, when you reward it, you can steal up to just a little bit less than $1,000 worth of merchandise, and it's okay. So guess what's going to happen? They're going to go even above that, and they're just going to become more emboldened to just rob away. And it's a shame when you see these luxurious stores boarded up in such a way because of the criminal activity, which is allowed by the government, which refuses to protect the people and the stores in the area because that they choose to allow criminal thug activity.
Now, since I mentioned Kyle Rittenhouse, let's go over there because he blasted his corrupt prosecutor yesterday, Thomas Binger, who, by the way, wants to be the district attorney in that county, who decided to lie. He said he wanted my head on his shelf, and he just wants to make a name for himself. Well, obviously, he's running for district attorney.
Yeah, and he's not worthy of that position, by the way. Hopefully, the people see through that, and you know he doesn't get the position,
mm-hmm.
doesn't deserve it, and needs to be thrown out on his keister. In one segment of a recent interview, you know, well, you just talked about that. He stated what he thought about the prosecuting attorney,
mm-hmm.
and tore into the courtroom adversaries, telling the interviewer. But the prosecutorial misconduct reached ridiculous levels with each passing day. It just continued to get worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And they lied on the guy, and they withheld certain evidence. I mean, they were like the Keystone Cops of law enforcement. It's just crazy.
Now, Nancy Pelosi reportedly might be retiring to Florida, but doing a little bit of research on my own, there is none evidence on the contract or anything that says that she's in fact buying a piece of property for $25 million near Jupiter, Florida. As a matter of fact, the realtors even gone out and said it's not true, it's not her, it's someone within the complex there where the house is located.
Well, that spares you guys a headache of her being in your neck of the woods.
I can't see Nancy Pelosi coming to Florida, because you want to talk about being harassed. She would never be able to go anywhere without having people just absolutely harassing her.
Can you imagine if she has waterfront property,
right,
the boaters?
Let me give a caller a chance to ask a question. Okay, Bagham and Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. It appears these flash stealings are just result of the principle that these people think that might makes right, and they are assembling the greater might to overwhelm these stores and stuff, and then they have to just get a greater might back. That's the only answer to it. The only one.
All right,
that's it.
All right, well, actually, it's organized crime is what we're watching here, Ron.
Yeah, organized.
Yeah.
I mean, when you give them, you give them incentives to steal anyway by saying, hey, you can steal up to, what is it,
$950.
Oh, 50. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to steal that much and no one can bother you.
You'll get an appearance ticket. If they stop you, you'll get an appearance ticket.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's evil.
Yep.
So, you know what should happen? All those businesses, if they can afford to, should shut down and just move to Florida and Texas and Ohio and other places that allow at least businesses to protect themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got about 30 seconds, and I want you to tell everybody about your website and send people over there so they can hear your show.
Absolutely. You'll find out about the show, the Ron Edwards American Experience. Simply go over to theronedwards.com, and you'll find more about the show and also America's Best Coffee as well. And I just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and God bless America, and may America bless God.
All right. Thank you very much, Ron. We appreciate it, and we will be talking to you on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Ron Edwards. I know him as Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, of course, I'm on his show Tuesdays normally, and I was on there again this week. Let's see, what time was I on there? Oh, 3 o'clock, 3:15 or so to about 3:35 or thereabouts. But anyway, there you go. Okay, we're coming back with more. Kathy's going to take you to break, and she's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
In the Superior Court of Glynn County, State of Georgia. State of Georgia versus Travis McMichael. Count 1, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
Jurors in Brunswick, Georgia, found Travis McMichael and his father, Craig McMichael, guilty on nearly all counts, including felony murder, surrounding the February 2020 shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. McMichael's neighbor, William Bryan, was also found guilty of felony murder. 7 hours after being named Sweden's first female prime minister, Magdalena Andersson resigned Wednesday after suffering a budget defeat in parliament, and her coalition partner, the Greens, left the two-party minority government. The government's own budget proposal was rejected in favor of right-leaning the Sweden Democrats. The final vote was 154 to 143. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away now. Hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new or certified pre-owned Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. As a matter of fact, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, check out the Rogue, the hottest SUV on the planet right now. And the inside of that Rogue has been totally redesigned to where I believe on the inside of it, it's got almost as much room, if not more, than the Murano, because all that's been opened up so that you've got more room to move around in there. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, military first responders, and church pastors all get taken very good care of. And clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, so you can take advantage, upgrade your ride right now, and get about 25% more for your certified pre-owned than what you would have gotten normally.
Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And they're building a brand new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida. It ought to be open in a couple of months or so. Find out more about them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some more money along the way. All righty. Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, released the 50 million barrels of oil. And he just stood up there and blustered away on the podium. And here's what he had to say about what the oil was going to do.
Energy markets are not keeping up with demand, which has led to sharply higher prices. In a bid to lower costs, the president ordered 50 million barrels of oil released from America's strategic reserve. But he acknowledges it won't solve the problem of high gas prices overnight.
It will take time, but before long, you should see the price of gas drop where you fill up your tank.
Several GOP lawmakers criticize the move as ineffective and want to see an emphasis on domestic oil production. Greg Clugston, Washington.
You know, Greg is right, as usual. We like Greg. He's a good friend of ours. And the president is wrong, as usual, because the three-day supply of oil, first of all, that was dropped out on the world market, we aren't going to see much of that oil because of the contractual arrangements made with China. And India, they're going to get most of that. Not us, them. Now, why aren't they telling you that? I told you that yesterday with Denise Simon. She explained why, and I also explained why along with her, that this was something that was in the works for a while. You just weren't told about it. So, understanding that you're being hoodwinked again, why even believe this administration? Why would you even believe this administration when they just don't have much of anything to offer to the real scheme of things here? But anyway, it is what it is. Now, remember Sheriff David Clark up there in Milwaukee? Well, he has chimed in on the Milwaukee District Attorney Chisholm's bail debacle and how that affected Sheriff Clark in some circumstances and the fact that he didn't agree with it at all, which nobody should be surprised by that. Why would you? Look at the people we're getting back out on the street. Let this cat over there in Wisconsin that ran over all those people. He never should have been allowed to go free. Never. With the record he had, never. Unbelievable. By the way, here's a switcheroo for you. The U.S. government has put a dozen Chinese companies on its trade blacklist for helping the Chinese military try to get some things that they wanted on the world market, including here in the U.S. No surprise there, right? No surprise there. And I suppose some small measure of peace was brought forth yesterday by the reactions to the guilty verdict in the Arbery trial. A lot of people feel that that was a justifiable verdict. I happen to be one of them, based on what I saw. Not what I heard, but by what I saw with the tapes. That's all I needed. So, I know that a lot of people may have a different opinion, but I think in this case, common sense sets in when you see the stuff we saw on the video, which was very disturbing, chasing somebody down the street with a weapon that was running away from you. By the way, the South Dakota Supreme Court yesterday ruled against recreational marijuana legalization. I'm not surprised. We had heard that that was coming, but now it's official. And following the Wisconsin parade attack, the White House is once again reaffirming its intention to end cash bail. Wow. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Unbelievable. Now, the Trump attorneys, representing former President Donald Trump with his January 6th commission dealings, are claiming that Joe Biden is colluding with the January 6th commission. Well, I don't doubt that for a minute. Not a minute do I doubt that. And oh, by the way, I did notice one thing yesterday coming across the bridge to the radio station. The planes were coming and going at a pretty strong pace. It appears, by what we're seeing, that air traffic is back and that we may have had a record day for the pandemic yesterday all across the country with the aircraft that was taking off and landing. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. By the way, Joe Biden has said that he will start turning asylum seekers back to Mexico starting next week. That's a report coming from Axios that Biden is going to restart Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. A little late on that one, but we'll take it. In the meantime, for you Canadians up there, you'll be happy to know that your Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is extremely concerned about the soaring cost of living. But what's he doing about it? That may be the problem. Because a lot of people are saying he's not doing enough. Now, I don't know what he's done to begin with because I don't watch the Canadian news that often. But this is in Newsmax right now. So be careful what you wish for. You might get it. And oh, by the way, if you're out there driving on the roads today, whoa, be careful. Lots and lots and lots of traffic going to Grandma's house today. And wherever else in between. All right, I'm coming back with the final segment of today's program. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, final segment, brought to you by our friends down at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue and the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And you can do that on Black Friday. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on their purchase, on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, some sad news out of New York. Brothers of the Blue, two New York Police Department officers were shot and wounded in a wild struggle with a Bronx gunman. The commissioner, Commissioner Shea, said that within seconds they were involved in a gun battle, walked up on a report of a man with a gun, and I guess the policies have changed in New York that you can't just walk up and draw your gun because someone's got a gun. So they had to respond, and that's how they wound up being wounded, was they had to draw their guns while the other guy was already firing at them. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I guess that's the way it goes right now up there. Speaking of up there, new moves by Pelosi and New Jersey Governor Murphy further prove that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is doing a great job. Because when we last left you with Ron DeSantis, the popular Florida governor, my governor, he was trolling President Biden by holding an event in Brandon, Florida, at Brandon Honda, where he signed legislation that effectively banned the Biden vaccine mandates in the state of Florida. Thank you for that. And during the event, DeSantis also gave a must-watch speech. You got to see this speech if you can find it on the internet, and you probably can, that included a lecture to a reporter on federal government overreach and how governors are within their rights to step in when they think the feds are going too far. It's called states' rights, and it's something that they can do at any time by superseding. Now, just a few days later, DeSantis was appearing at Florida convenience stores to announce a gas tax relief proposal of 25 cents per gallon that he hopes will help Floridians being crushed by the rising gas prices brought on by Bidenomics. Now, when DeSantis isn't owning Biden all over the place, he's also owning Democrats in general in other ways without even trying. For instance, there was a confirmed report of the notorious DeSantis hater, Don Lemon, of CNN, visiting the state earlier this month to bask in the Florida sunshine poolside and in close proximity to others without a mask on, with everybody around him without a mask on, despite his repeated dogging of DeSantis over the lack of mask mandates. Way to go, Don, you hypocrite. And then there also was a report of the failed Virginia Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Terry McAuliffe, who announced 2 weeks ago that he was enjoying a visit to a posh new Michael Jordan golf resort on the Florida coast. Now, this happened after McAuliffe spent months bashing then-Republican nominee Glenn Youngkin for having a DeSantis-like approach to the COVID mandates and saying that Virginia would turn into another Florida if Youngkin was elected. Something that must have appealed, by the way, to the Virginia voters, judging by the results of the election. Now, isn't that something? All good. All good for Ron DeSantis. And he is quite the governor. We are so fortunate. Now, America First, the policy group, has backed the Navy SEALs' lawsuit against the Biden vaccine mandate. A lot of people have forgotten about that, but it's still an ongoing thing. We'll see where that goes. I'm not sure when it comes to court, but we'll find out soon, I guess. By the way, an Oklahoma lawmaker filed Kyle's Law to compensate victims of malicious prosecution. And Kyle Rittenhouse was down here in Florida this week at Mar-a-Lago. He met with former President Donald Trump. That seemed to be a good meeting. Oh, did you see Whiskey has gone woke? Yep. The company that makes Rittenhouse rye doesn't want you using it to celebrate Kyle's acquittal. Wonderful. Wonderful. What's next? What's next for these people? By the way, here's one for you. According to the census, in the last year, Joe Biden has grown the foreign-born population by nearly 2 million people in the last year. Isn't that just ducky? Unbelievable, but true. Now, you take a look at the Cloward-Piven strategy, and we told you this before, going back to the 1960s, when the Great Society was put in by Lyndon Johnson and the things that were attached to that, and when a lot of this stuff became public. By the way, let's see, Fred from Fort Lauderdale's chiming in here. He's saying, Captain, what if a looter took $1,000 and won, or cents, $1,001, the dollar amount? Would the police tell him to go back and put back one item? Well, maybe, Fred. Maybe. And then he's asking me something else here. He said, why isn't that an act of terrorism, what that person did in Wisconsin, aiming at and mowing down innocent people? Instead, we're sick of the FBI on parents asserting their rights. We sick the FBI on parents asserting their rights at PTA and school board meetings. Yeah, you got a point there. By the way, he did have something on Facebook that popped up. It was a rap deal that he did, a rap song that he did, going against Donald Trump supporters. I haven't heard it. I haven't seen it. I understand it's pretty raunchy, pretty disgusting, but he did put one of those out. So there you go. Oh, here's an interesting one. This is from Jane, and Jane is in Buffalo, New York, saying, gas prices are rising, Captain. Who did that? Slow-moving Joe did that, Jane. Slow-moving Joe. All right, let's see. Eric is chiming in here. Okay. Well, thanks, Eric. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We appreciate you chiming in earlier. Don't be a stranger. Just because you're up in Tennessee. I mean, I'm down here where we've got a real free state. You're getting there. I think Tennessee is moving along pretty good. So you're getting there. So there you go. Uh-oh, I hear the music. That means I got to go. But you know, it's Thanksgiving Day. And a lot of people will be celebrating Thanksgiving with their families or their relatives or maybe even some people they don't know. Keep in mind the guys and gals at the firehouses, the police stations, the gas stations, the truck stops, the power company, the telephone company, all those guys and gals on standby today. They're there. They're doing their job. God bless America.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.